Chinamasa told an inaugural Government of Zimbabwe and Development Partners meeting called to review the country's aid coordination architecture that it is difficult for the government to thank the partners for assistance it's not aware of. The donor community has over the past decade largely avoided channeling aid funding through the government, with most funds being given to international or United Nations agencies and civil groups.
We can in future channel development assistance through the vote of credit so that we are able to plan more effectively and more efficiently and when we are doing our budget planning. And again, let me emphasize, at the end of the day, I want to be able to thank you for the assistance, but I can only do so if I know whether that assistance is coming to the country, where it is gone, and how it has been utilized. If I don't know it, if it's not been channeled through, and I don't even know that it has been made, and the area where it's being put probably is not one of our priorities, don't blame me if I can't say thank you.
Chinamasa says today's dialogue is aimed at establishing a transparent way in which aid is channeled and used. He said the government will ensure aid funding received from its partners is effectively utilized and that there is no abuse.
Government aims to put in place a transparent aid and development assistance coordination framework that would significantly improve the effectiveness of development assistance, build transparency, lead towards new levels of engagement and mutual accountability between Zimbabwe and its development partners.
United Nations Resident Coordinator and UNDP Resident Representative Bishop Parajuli told the meeting, strengthening aid coordination and development will improve accountability as well as help in identifying and addressing development needs and gaps in areas such as poverty and food security.
Within this continuous effort, we are aiming to support and address some major and persistent challenges remain, with a stubbornly high level of poverty at 63% nationally and 76% in rural area, and help build resilience to more firmly address root causes of poverty and inequalities and other continued challenges.
Parajuli says strong aid coordination will provide a robust platform to achieve development. This, he says, has been demonstrated through the Zimbabwe United Nations Development Assistance Framework, which he says has achieved enormous results, such as doubling the immunization rate of children under 5 and the successful completion of the constitution-making process. Following Zimbabwe's fallout with the international community, most donor funds were channeled through local non-governmental organizations, some of which are now being accused of abusing millions of dollars they received. But following the lifting of some of the sanctions targeting Zimbabwe by the European Union, some organizations such as the EU will provide $270 million in aid funds through the government of Zimbabwe for socio-economic development projects over the next 5 years. Meanwhile, Deputy President Emmerson Mnangagwa and Home Affairs Deputy Minister Ziyambi Ziyambi today said efforts to locate missing democracy activist Itai Dzamara have so far yielded nothing. Responding to questions from Kwazana East lawmaker Nelson Chamisa of the Movement for Democratic Change formation led by Morgan Tsvangirai, Mr. Mnangagwa said the government was concerned that Dzamara had not been found and appealed to anyone with information on his whereabouts to contact the police.
It appears that it has been months and months now, and nothing has been said by government. We have not heard anything from government. We have not heard any indication from the police apparatus and also from the security infrastructure of our country. So we were asking the vice president representing the government to give us an indication of the progress that has been made there. And of course, also to indicate to us what prospects of Dzamara's survival and existence in the context of the time that is so far subsisted.
Meanwhile, Information and Communication Minister Superman Duanzira told Parliament that telecommunications company Telecel, whose operating license was cancelled last week, has approached the High Court seeking redress. Telcel's license was cancelled for failing to comply with the Postal and Telecommunications Act, which stipulates that 51% of shares in foreign-owned companies and cellular firms in particular must be owned by locals. The government says Telcel has been in breach of this law for the last 15 years. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifea.